This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm inspiring you to keep pressing forward. We are wrapping up our series on God's path, and today I'm inspiring you to stay your course and resist temptation to return to your old ways. Sometimes when you take a leap of faith, you don't land exactly where you intended. When you're faced with the option to press forward or to go back, you may be tempted to return to what you know. While these feelings are common, it is imperative that you press forward on the path that God has set forth for you. In other words, be grateful for your past, but remember, it is just that, your past. This will require you to continually choose to stay your course each day, consciously making the decision to deny temptation. This was certainly true of the early Christians. In fact, they are perfect examples of those who continuously chose to stay on the path God called them to. Believers at that time were frequently persecuted. Imagine it. With each dose of bad news or loss of a loved one, the early believers had to dig deeper in their faith and choose to stay their course again and again. I always keep my late grandmother's words on my heart. God will never lead you where He will not feed you. Tune into the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel today as I share a personal story about resisting the urge to turn back and the multiple blessings that unfolded. But before you do, remember these words. You're blessed when you stay on course, walking steadily on the road revealed by God. Psalms 119:1. So today, press on.